And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I look and Coolio is over there. I'm kind of thinking about it for a minute, and I'm like, and I walk up, I go, "Hey, you're like, what's up? Are you Coolio?" And he's all, "Yeah." And I'm like,
"How are you gonna ask Coolio?"
No, Coolio. So I was like, "Are you Coolio?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Where's your people?" And he's like, "I'm
your
just rolling."
Your people.
And he goes, "I'm just rolling myself." And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm like, "Well, nice meeting you." I walk over to the guy at the front, and I go, "Hey, listen, man, I'm with Coolio over there, and I got some people that we got to get upstairs, and like, can you make this happen?" And the guy he looks over and he sees, of course, Coolio's over, like he is over there. And so the guy goes,
"Used him."
He goes, "All right, get your people and let's go upstairs." So now all of a sudden, Coolio's rolling with me in the SEMA show.
Did you say come along and ride with me? No. Voyage?
This comes later.
Does this shock us?
It's not very shocking, is it?
Shocking.
Yes, shocking. You're making fun of my tweak, and last night I might have tweaked out a little bit.
I was actually thinking of the bolts missing, because like I said, I referred to it as like, is this like a sock missing in the dryer kind of thing? Because when you told me about bolts missing, I'm like, what?
Well, let's bring the audience up to speed here.
Yeah, what we're talking
this.
About.
Yeah, so maybe I was tweaking out last night and maybe organized all the bolts on my truck.
Almost got a spit take out of
Teresa. Exactly. Yeah, but the best part is I shared this with my neighbor, who I should have multiples of these bolts. I should have pairs of everything, and I don't. So like you said, it's a missing sock.
So they went to the plater. They just did not come all. They didn't.
Not all of them came back.
Well, some of them, like you said,
this little piggy went to the market, and this one stayed
not
there.
Not so much.
Some of them are like the little wheezy toy from Toy Story that gets stuck between the thing, and he doesn't have a wheezer, so he can't. You know.
I was gonna say, I think socks usually it's just get like stuck to the inside of a pant leg of some jeans.
Oh, no,
you don't realize until later you find it.
There is a black hole that leads to somewhere.
Or the lint trap. The lint trap for the socks.
The time-space, you know, conundrum or whatever is the dryer. Continuum, that's what it is.
It's a conundrum.
It is a conundrum.
At this point, it is.
Well, because there's yourself on the other side in the other universe.
Right.
On the other side of that dryer, and now they're missing their sock that you have.
So it's, and we're
my doppelganger
that we've
is pissed.
Lost our sock. Yeah.
And then now they have an extra sock.
And this is what's happening with the bolt.
Right.
Yeah. So, other dimension, Marcel has extra bolts now.
That's exactly what we were trying to figure out. He said maybe it just vanished.
Well, I was told that they can deteriorate or corrode inside the plating, but I've been
for
told,
the acid dip.
I have been told a lot of things in life. So.
That's what they were telling when the guy was like, "Hey, I need one of those."
Yeah, after he's like, "I'm looking for that." Yeah, oh, that castle nut. I've been looking for that.
Yeah,
he doesn't need all. That's he doesn't need four of them. He needs only two, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they gave us. It's like IKEA giving you that extra set
of
parts in case you lose one. They were like, "Oh, he just needs these for one truck."
You guys always know when you finish a car, and you have extra parts. I know. You did it right.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. This bath, maybe they just have all these little missing pieces.
It's
in
all
there.
The socks. It's all the socks into the one place, right?
Yeah. It's like the bottom of the lake. You drain the bottom of the lake, and you're like, finding a bunch of random stuff.
Now I'm gonna know why that the metric bolt doesn't go on the standard. Right, because I'm going to understand because I didn't get the right thing back. So
maybe you got somebody else's bolts back.
So you know, I blew up my motor, right? I spun a bearing.
That's true.
We took that out, and anyway, Greg drops it off at Armec, and he's going to check to make sure that I didn't crack a cylinder wall, and if so, sleeve it. He's like, "Yeah, they called me. I went and picked it up because it's the strangest thing. I have bolts that have." Five, you know, it has the cylinder with the arrow. And he says, "And I didn't get those." And he says, "It's really weird." He goes, "I think it's your motor."
Oh, gosh.
And he's
like it's a different block.
Don't even know. It's totally solid. So just, he goes, "There's something.
Something's not right.
Oh. A couple hours go by, Armec calls back and says, "Hey,
you don't have
that." Yeah. By the way,
you're like, "I didn't have a Ford."
No, it was an LS.
I know, but it would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Right.
Yeah.
This crank doesn't fit in this block.
So apparently that's the thing. He put the the block all back together. Yeah. So that was what made it so easy for me to actually go in and actually come in and work. But yeah,
it was the right one.
At least they caught it before you started.
Better when you're like,
going too crazy.
Like, full on.
I'm like, it might not have been a big deal, but then like, yeah, like you're saying, there was certain parts that you that went with what you had that you should have gotten back at least.
Yeah. Give me a break, man.
So how's it going then with the progress?
Oh, it's done. It's in the car.
Oh, nice.
I was there to put the McLeod clutch in. Little plug for McLeod Racing because we love Krista and Paul Lee and
Bob.
What about Will?
Will.
Oh, Will.
Shoot. Mr. Clutch himself.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Will.
Yeah, sorry, Will.
Can't not mention Will.
He's the guy we need on the show.
Yeah, yes, we've agreed. Said that. Agreed. We've said that. Yeah. And trying to coordinate his travel schedule is challenging.
So I said, I met him in the middle of the Saudi Arabia desert.
I love that.
Right?
And
what a place to meet that guy.
And his thing is, that laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could hear it across the desert.
Hear it coming.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think he just thought it was infectious.
Oh, no. They could hear it across the desert. Oh, yeah.
The camels came?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Right. Round them up.
Oh, no. That was like an epic memory.
I love that.
I am disappointed that I didn't, because I got invited to go to that as well. And I'm bummed. I mean, I had another gig that was the same weekend that, you know, kind of had to keep going with, and I was like, oh, I'll go next year.
Never was next year, that was 6 years ago or something.
Saudi Auto Salon, right?
Yeah, Global Auto Salon.
But hosted by Saudi Arabia and the royal family and all that stuff out there.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. It was really cool to be when are you going to ever get that
kind of an experience again? Yeah. I mean, you can go there to Saudi Arabia.
But you're not going to have that experience, right?
Environment and all your friends and all the people from our industry here going over there must be pretty crazy.
It was amazing.
Okay.
That's good
memories. Good memories. Is that what would you say that's your favorite trip? What would be your favorite road trip or motorcycle trip maybe?
Ooh, that's a good one. That was a pretty high one there. Yes, I got to drive in the desert.
Yeah,
nice.
And that was amazing because they weren't allowing women to even drive only 6 months earlier in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome that they
you were
allowed me to do something like that.
Theoretically, one of the first women to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
So.
That was a pretty good experience, I would have to say. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, gosh, every time I go to Baja, it's like always.
For the race or just going?
Expedition X Off-Road, they do like the Raptor runs down there, chasing any of the Baja races or just going down there. But yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It's pretty easy to get lost in Baja, though. It's not difficult.
In a good way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In a good way.
Like.
Yeah.
Not
in a good way.
Yes.
It is in a good way. Because you're going down to places that like you're like only a couple hundred people maybe have been to this area before. Yeah. And you're like, this is epic.
Right.
Like how has the rest of the world not been here? How is it not? I know. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because of the dirt roads you have to take to get there. Not everyone wants to take
it's funny too that you mentioned that because you obviously are going there for off road and I go there for a lot of surfing and just to see the people and the way the people treat us is the way that we should be treating our own Americans.
Yeah.
Because they're so happy to see us. They're so excited.
Agreed.
They're so like just grateful for you being there because obviously you're spending money with them.
Yeah.
But at the same time too, like,
but it's a huge event for them to have.
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, you see how many people down there, you know, have now a love for off-road culture or you're seeing the Fox hat.
I know.
You know,
stickers.
To them too, that's like, now that's part of their culture a little bit is all the Americans coming down and off-road racing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of, and then they get involved in it as well. So.
I love that.
The people are just cool there. Super cool.
What was your, what's your favorite road trip been?
I like it.
Ooh. I'd have to say going to Colorado to race in Colorado, but I took Weston with me. It was just he and I. And
in your Corvette or in
took the motorhome and had the Corvette on the back and at Pikes Peak International Raceway.
Nice.
And I did an Optima event. And it was each of the kids have had a road trip and he was the last one. And it was, he was hating it at first. He was like, because you're taking me away from my friends and I have my phone. And so he went and he'd lay down in the back of the motorhome while I was driving. And I'm like, dude, you need to come up here. We're driving through Flagstaff. I'm like, there's dead cattle on the side of the road.
That got his attention.
Then he came up and then he's like, well, can I drive? I'm like, sure, I don't care. And so once he started to get a little bit more open, we had an amazing time. Yeah. It's something like that you can't.
I think most road trips, until you're really out an hour or two from where you live,
right,
it doesn't really feel like you're doing a whole lot. It's just like,
that's a great point.
Like, I'm going to start a road trip and go 1,000 miles in the first, you know, 2 hours you're sitting in traffic that
do.
So it's not quite the same experience until you actually get out there and see new things. And
I did also have, this is bad, I did also have a very memorable college extravaganza.
Okay.
It was more than that.
Just
all of California. We went from Southern Spring California break. To the top of taking Mason, looking at colleges. That was all of the way from Southern California to the tippy top of Washington State. So
that's cool.
Getting those times, I think, with, I mean, that's super important to me. You know, making that type of a memory. Yeah. That's just what I've been exposed to. But those are my favorite. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for listening.
Well, and I'll pass the talking stick. Right.
So, and what I love about like the road trips like this, it is, you get to like have experiences with other people on a different level. Yeah. Like it's not just
you're meeting
like
people. I mean, there's even just that we were talking about that Mint 400 trip.
Yes.
There's a couple people I met just on that.
Yeah.
And have maybe only talked to them one or two times since, but then is any time we've seen each other, it's like, hey, you know, there's more of a connection than just
agreed,
you know, quick thing. 'Cause there's that shared experience and maybe some shared craziness and stuff like that. So, so if it's my turn, then share some more craziness.
So you mean the washboard road wasn't your favorite road?
Yeah, that wasn't your favorite.
So far, I should say.
I mean, top 10.
What's the definition of the favorite road trip? Like the overall experience or the actual road trip driving there?
The road?
Because that would be the worst. That would be the worst. But no, one of my favorites definitely, we went up to our club, puts on a show in Oregon called Relaxin' at the Rock. And so it's a couple day show. This is time they did it at the fairgrounds in Salem. And so a bunch of us down here decided to take a road trip, you know, up to Oregon. And so me and my friend Andy and his truck, he's got a bagged OBS truck. Yeah. About a friend Juanito in a bagged S10 Blazer.
I'm keeping it together.
Well, I like his name.
I know
where this is going. I
like Juanito. Juanito, well, because there's another Juan.
Another Juan, yeah.
And so he's either the other Juan, as in
or
like
he's
other one, or Juanito.
Yeah.
So we started in Huntington Beach, all met up super early in the morning, went to Visalia, picked up our friend Rick. So it's two custom bag trucks. We're driving the whole way up to Oregon and obviously making the stops along the way. So obviously stopped first in Visalia, you know, nothing crazy, hung out. Went to, I think, had lunch in near Sacramento or like late lunch in Sacramento or something. Stopped at the Capitol, went in there, you know, walked around and, you know, usual stuff. And then the crazy part, so we went right into the Oregon border. Or no, I think, so we stayed, there's a couple, several things on this trip I want to key on, so it's trying to remember all of it.
It's a hell of a trip.
Yeah. No, it's barely even started. So no, we stayed in Redding that night. And I guess a bunch of other people were staying at this one hotel that were also driving up, but they were already sold out. So I also learned that a Best Western Plus is only a plus in the lobby. The rooms are still just horrible.
Same. Right, right.
They're horrible in the back.
That is so funny you just say that because we just stayed in one and the other guys that were staying somewhere else and they walked in, they're all like, well, your lobby's nicer.
Yeah. The rooms.
But that's about it.
That was the only thing they said.
We saw
them. Like, who cares about a lobby?
Right.
No, we went there and it's like, well, this is nice. There's like cascading stairs and like super nice. And then we get in and it's like This is creepy. Not that nice. Insane.
Did you know that the Nitto Recon Grappler is my favorite tire? And I love that Nitto is a tire brand that's fueled by enthusiasts. They actually have a new program that's free to join and gives you exclusive access to Nitto merch, event invites, and much more. And it's called Nitto Fastlane.
That's easy for me to remember. And it's free to sign up and become a VIP. The Nitto Fastlane is the only way to access free, exclusive merchandise, event invites, and much more. Prior Fastlane giveaways have featured collaborations with Rugged Radio, Baja Designs, Carhartt, and many more.
Now's your chance to join Nitto's only VIP program, the Nitto Fastlane.
Sign up at drivingline.com/Nitto-Fastlane.
And we linked it in the show notes below, so check it out.
Just driving up there. So at that point, we're driving through all the, you know, forest. The,
yeah,
you
it's
know, sequoias,
beautiful.
The,
it's like gorgeous right
all that
on
stuff.
The border right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just super nice drive. And,
yeah.
You know,
you passed
this was
Shasta,
in,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Way through,
yeah. Yeah. And that's what we were saying. We're like, okay, so next time we're going to get a cabin like
I was
in Shasta
the same
rather
thing.
Than standing
yeah.
ready
yeah.
or something.
Totally.
Like, let's get a cabin
like
or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then. Oh yeah, no. Of course, we in California we stopped at you know Weed, California. You know the
there's an actual
weed.
Town,
there's a town called Weed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And there's plenty like, of
buying weed.
No, there's plenty there's of. Place. Well, that's part of the stuff but, I'm leaving out for but. YouTube demonetization because we spent probably 5 hours at
okay.
our friend, a friend of ours owned a dispensary in Oregon.
Okay.
And we spent probably 5 hours there one.
Okay, that
one
makes
of the
sense.
Days, so.
That makes sense.
So.
Were
okay,
you,
so,
were
so,
you trimmers or what?
Exactly.
No, we just
side
to,
hustle.
We just needed to wait, sorry. Wait it out before we kept driving again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is all edited out.
Yeah,
so I'm not
so,
filmed in Mexico.
So, but the so that was the way up there. Basically, there was even more stuff happening at the.
Excuse me.
So obviously the show was great. Had a great time there. We had gotten, went back to the hotel to, you know, kind of get cleaned up or whatever. It was all going to meet up for dinner. And as I'm about to hop in the shower, I hear, boom, police, SWAT team, get down, get down, get down. Oh. And it wasn't like me, but it was about three doors down.
Okay.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to shower right now. I'm going to see what happens. I peek my head out and this, there's
no.
a, one of the SWAT team guy goes, stay inside.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, just stayed inside. Telling and I'm telling the other guys that, that came up with us and they were still at the show like I'm like hey just hang back there's something yeah. going on here with the cops and you know there's a whole SWAT team and all that stuff and so finally after a little bit so they ended up coming back but they hung out in the back of the parking lot and stuff so then I finally I'm like okay I need to get ready like I'm get ready all that kind of stuff and then I just like I'm just gonna go and walk out and you know, because at that time, like, I wasn't hearing anything going on. So by that time, they already had everybody cuffed up and they were, but they were all sitting in the hallway.
Oh,
so, like,
my.
I open my door and there's, like, you know, two dudes and a couple chicks all tweaked out and, you know, stuff Ooh. Like that that are, you know, sitting in cuffs. And I look at them and just go, all right, just walk the other way. And but there's a big old SWAT van outside. And then we were talking to one of the sergeants and all that stuff. So that was a fun part of that. But then on the way home,
very colorful.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the way home, our friend Juanito, he had, you know, S10 blazer bagged on 22s. He probably drives a lot, but he probably, the tires that were on there were probably 10 years old.
Oh.
So he lost both front tires
Ooh.
On the Road drive there. Home. Like basically they just started splitting.
Yeah.
And so now we finally like were able to make he had a spare with him. So we put one of the spares on, but then like I said, the other one started to split. So we finally made our way back into Reading. And it's Sunday and we're trying to find tire place. No tire place is open. And where are you ever going to find a 22 inch tire
oh, yeah.
in
no,
Reading,
no,
California
right. yeah. That's not
on
no.
a Sunday?
Yeah. No.
So right. what we ended up doing, luckily we like,
in a small town.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were at the gas station, like, trying to figure it out and, like, see what we were going to do. And this dude rolls up on his Harley with this chick, like, full-on biker style. And we're talking to him, and he's like, oh, my son's got an S10 that he put off-road tires on. So he's got a set of S10 wheels. He's all, but the tires are probably shot.
Oh,
so,
shit.
But we're like, okay, well, let's go So we went to this guy's house, bought the wheels for $50.
Oh, so you can buy
put tires on.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, and it turned out they were like S10 Extreme wheels, so he ended up making money Extreme. On the whole deal. Because he sold those, he cleaned them up and sold with brand new tires back home.
That's a great idea.
So we had to end up staying a day later, you know, on all that. And then, you know, so he's driving on the way home with an S10 that's bagged and painted and custom graphics with... Windy crappy wheels. 15-inch, you know, wheels and tires. On
you
the front
are showing
of it.
A photo of that, so, right?
I'll have to. Yeah,
you better I know I have a photo of that.
I know I have it, but I'll definitely pop it on there. So, like I said, it was some great adventures all the way around on that.
Nice. Well, and I had a question. You said you had to stay an extra day.
Yeah.
Did you go back to the hotel?
No, we didn't go to that Best Western.
Hell no.
No.
We already knew what you were getting into with that hotel.
Yeah, but we didn't want to get into that.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember where we stayed in Redding still, but I think we just found some other random hotel.
You didn't go to Lake Shasta?
No, because we...
You're coming back now.
Well, that was the thing. We wanted...
You want to get further back.
7 in the morning or wherever that tire shop opened up, we were there to get the tires popped on, you know, brought the tires to them in the our friend's truck, you know, Andy's truck.
That was the goal.
Got them swapped on, got those, put them on, you know, the, you know, back at the hotel parking lot, and then good to go. So.
Yeah. Nice.
With no other incident that you can remember.
Well, on the rest of the way home, no.
Good.
No,
to hear.
I don't think
good
so.
Phew.
No.
Didn't Andy's truck have something wrong with it?
Not on that trip, I don't think.
That was another trip.
Yeah, it might have been another trip.
Okay.
So,
last one. Now Marcel's had time to think.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. I've been thinking about the ones that I would be able to talk about.
Okay. I have to say, I left a few things out of my story.
So I think I'm going to bring up some times at being at SEMA and the unusual situations you get into at SEMA rather than a road trip because, again,
it's a road trip.
Right? It's a road trip.
It's a road trip.
Still, you know, away for the week.
You feel like
I know I just brought this one up the other day, but the strangest...
Are you talking about the one when we were doing Brandon's truck?
No. I'm doing, we're already at the SEMA show because I'm not going to talk about it on the road. I'm talking about the SEMA show.
Okay.
So, okay. I was going to say, this is a road trip.
I know, but we're going on road trips, so you got to drive to Vegas. So
It's during the road.
We talked about your hotel.
So I will say that our friend Pincushion every year used to have a party.
Yep.
And the parties were pretty exclusive. And to get into these parties, you're either on the list or you're not on the list, right? So I remember this year, it was one of those like, you're on the list, show up. I get there, I'm not on the list, right? So now I have to figure out how to get upstairs to this party. And I'm looking around. And of course, too, I bring like probably 5 or 6 people along with me, right? Being the only one on the list. But I'm not on the list. So I'm looking around. Man. I'm trying to figure this out. And there's all the, and of course, the people I'm with are getting restless. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I look and Coolio is over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I'm kind of thinking about it for a minute, and I'm like, and I walk up, and I go, "Hey, you're like, what's up? Are you Coolio?" And he's all, "Yeah." And I'm like,
"How are you gonna ask Coolio?" No, Coolio. Come on.
What am I supposed to say? So I was like, "Are you Coolio?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Where's your people?" And he's like, "I'm
your
just rolling."
Your people.
And he goes, "I'm just rolling myself." And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm like, "Well, nice meeting you." I walk over to the guy at the front, and I go, "Hey, listen, man, I'm with Coolio over there, and I got some people that we got to get upstairs, and like, can you make this happen?" And the guy he looks over and he sees, of course, Coolio's over. Like, he is over there. And so the guy goes, He goes, "All right, get your people and let's go upstairs." So, of course, I walk back over to Coolio and I'm like, "Hey, man, are you waiting to go up there?" And he goes, "I'm waiting to do anything." And I'm like, "Well, we're all going to go upstairs. You want to roll with us?" And he's like, "Sure."
He's like, you better say yes because you're my ticket.
Right? So we end up going upstairs and had a great time. The greatest thing about this was at the end of the night, I'm like, "All right, man, it's been nice hanging out." He's like, "Well, where are you going?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going back to my hotel." And he's like, "Well, cool, man. We roll." So he didn't have a place to stay. Stayed
he's
the first.
Coolio.
So what am I supposed to say to the guy? So first night he hangs out with me. The next day he got a hotel room because I was like, he goes, "What are you guys here for?" I'm like, "The SEMA show." He goes, "What's the SEMA show?" And I'm like, "It's this car." "Oh, hell yeah, I like cars." So now all of a sudden Coolio's rolling with me in the SEMA show.
Did you say come along and ride with me?
No. Voyage? This comes later.
That's good, Jason.
So I'm walking around the show, like doing my thing, like talking to people, and so as I'm talking to people, I keep looking at me this, like going like,
right, yeah.
And so they're like, "Hey, is that Coolio behind me?" Yeah,
yeah.
And like Jason said,
"What are you doing?"
Oh yeah, he's with us.
And so he goes,
"You have a photo, right?"
I don't.
What?
I don't.
It did not happen.
No, I'm telling you. you can ask
photographic evidence.
No, and that's what sucks. Well, the other thing that sucks, he's dead now. Yeah. No, and that's it sucks.
Which sounds like it makes for a perfect story to tell because there's no way to verify it. No.
I know. I feel bad.
I've heard this story many times. Yeah. And it's always been the exact same.
Who saw you? No, Richard Waitis.
Okay.
Get him on the horn.
Right? Because same thing. Because he was
he's trustworthy.
Yeah. Magnaflow. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Is Marcel telling the truth?
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, what's it say? Don't count on it. Don't count on it. You heard it here. The eight ball has spoken. Yeah. Now we gotta shit. Now I gotta get a hold of Hotline to Heaven. And get a hold of Coolio. Damn it. Richard Waitis, you're my man.
Okay. Yeah, he'll verify.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Richard Waitis is still alive.
Okay. I hope he is. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I hope he is. Anyways, so the Magic 8 Ball. Let's talk about the Magic 8 Ball because I will have to say, and this I know this is kind of a party thing, so we'll ask you some questions. Why I was the director of marketing and operations for the Linex Corporation many, many moons ago. Mm-hmm. This was my managerial style. People would walk in and ask me a question. Should we order more material for our applicators? And I'm serious. I would have full-on meanings like this, and it
you're
outlook
check,
not
check
outlook
back later.
Good. Outlook good. Should we have a meeting? Should we have a meeting about franchise operations?
Baja Forge, signature vehicle builds and off-road products built to forge your own path. Baja Forge was basically made because we loved off-roading. We loved the open roads. If you're looking for off-road products to help you get out on the terrain, visit BajaForge.com. Follow us on Instagram at BajaForged for our latest builds.
Since 1987, GTS Customs has specialized in Restomod Corvettes. From widened bodies to pro touring vehicles with all today's modern technology. If you've got a Corvette, an old Corvette, and you want to make it drive like something new, contact GTScustoms.com.
Ask again later.
Yeah.
It was a great way to manage people. Right?
It's not you. It's on me. It's the magic.
The eight ball has spoken. So let's ask a few questions.
Okay.
First off,
we're doing eight ball questions. Here we go.
Did we finish with Coolio? Right. We're done with Coolio.
Coolio, he hung on with you all week.
Yes, definitely. You already asked
yes,
the question.
Definitely. Yes, yes, yes.
You finished.
Right. I was impressed. See?
Yeah.
It gets things done.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So let's ask this question. Are we ready for another season of High Octane Hustle?
Can I read it?
Are you ready?
Shake it. I want to read it.
Right? Get out the glasses. Get the sunglasses.
Oh,
I love that.
Well, works.
Right? Okay, Teresa.
Definitely. I can't read that.
Well,
it's nothing. Oh, it's just the side.
Oh, you can't reshake. You can't reshake it up.
You can't reshake it.
But you can't reshake it upside down. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Because then you're like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
No, it's only the side that was showing.
So are we ready?
Another season of High Octane Hustle.
Okay.
As I see it,
yes.
Well, I guess.
That was horrible.
No. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Next
so, stay tuned.
I like your managerial.
You style. Like that?
Are we going to end this episode?
Is this a good note to end this episode on? Probably going to say absolutely. Can I help? I really
yeah,
want to.
Yeah, it's not
I
exactly the best. Ask again later.
Ask
so
again
I
later.
Not.
So we're not asking after. So what are you going to ask?
What's our question?
No, you got to come up with a question.
Are we done with this episode?
Well, no, yeah.
I already asked
it.
We
got to
okay. ask again later. Twice. We got to ask again later.
Do you have any further questions of us?
Of us?
Again, the show's not long enough.
Okay, Magic 8 Ball didn't say that.
Okay.
What question did you ask?
Side. That's what I'm saying. Oh,
do you have any further questions of us?
Ask again later.
Yeah, there you go.
Ask again later.
All right, so are we done with this episode?
Is he asking again later?
I think this is a malfunctioning.
It's not the great. I think the quality of the eight ball has gone down quite a lot.
Great.
Outlook not so good.
Not so good. Wow. All right.
So we're just going to keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, technically we can. We could talk for a while.
Yeah, what's on the horizon for you guys?
A lot more trucks. We just finished up a couple truck projects and a couple more trucks to finish up for Dino's Get Down in November.
Okay. Get Down.
What's on the Sorry. No. They're short questions.
I was going to ask you guys the same.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking her.
Me. So with Real Deal, we have the Harley-Davidson Pan America build.
Yeah.
Nice. That we're doing. I decided that I'm going to finally, again, go racing.
Nice.
Yes,
oh, there you go.
Girl.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Where are you racing?
I like the high fives.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't, because then I'll have to edit out the plate.
The 68 Ford Bronco that I have sitting there. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It's something to use to go do. So,
I love that.
So the goal for next year is we have KOH, Mint 400, and Nora.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so happy
for you.
Yeah,
so you're going to go down to Mexico with it.
I sure am. Nice. Yeah, we have before, yeah, with that one, yeah. But I mean, it's stock right now, 289.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, so we're like,
and what class would you be raising, or what's the class for that?
Well, depending on the budget.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Working on the proposals right now to see, you know, stock or modified, what that would entail.
Yeah.
Getting into that. And so, yeah. So working on a proposal with Ford right now and stuff.
That's amazing. Yes. Congratulations. So,
yeah. Very cool.
I'm glad I asked you that question.
Yeah. So, and that's even rad. Icon was like, yeah, we can help you with some shocks and stuff. And I was like,
that is
rad.
So
some
cool.
Custom stuff. So
that'll work.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
This is perfect for you.
I'm pretty stoked.
Cool.
So
that'll be fun.
I was kind of like, you know what? I have to just freaking do it, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any younger.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Magic 8-Ball, are we getting any younger? Wait, what's it
Outlook
say?
Not so good.
As she says, what does it say? I can't read it.
Not so good. Oh.
I don't know which side is which.
My sources say no.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't like these sources.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
8-Ball way.
So what's on your horizon?
Oh, boy.
You got that motor fixed.
Yeah, I got that motor fixed. Let's start there. More of the same stuff. I don't have really anything different. Well, it was great to meet Dino and Terry this weekend, so I might go hang out with people there. I don't know. That might be too many people for me. Got a lot of teaching going on.
There's a lot. There's thousands.
Yeah, because she was saying there's like 8,000 trucks or 9,000.
Yeah, there's 9,000 trucks.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's a big show.
Count how many other people.
It's a big show.
Yeah, you multiply that by four. I'm like, maybe I might dip out on that. But I did talk to her about teaching her how to drive her Corvette. So she's down for that. So
nice.
We might
Perfect.
Meet Scottsdale and do a guys event there with them. But
that'll be fun.
Yeah, just more of the same. Yeah, I'm not getting any younger either.
What is the
8-Ball system?
Oh, geez, he's going back to it. I like this. I like this.
You might have to cut that out.
Are we getting any younger?
I flipped off the 8-Ball.
Yes, definitely.
Oh!
What the hell, Bobby Hill?
Sorry.
It's good.
It never lies.
Women don't get younger. The guys get younger, huh? And the women get older.
No, we just get hotter.
I feel older.
Yeah, we feel older.
I feel older.
We don't get older.
Believe me.
That's how Jason, like, oh, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Come on.
Starts to feel it.
Well, you guys, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Thanks for stopping by as well.
Us be here in the Unabomber shed.
In the undisclosed location.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
We're not locked in.
This is studio,
don't worry.
This is Studio 8. Studio number 8 for the 8-Ball.
Oh.
I was like.
Or is it also because.
It's like SEAL Team 6.
I
don't know how many other studios there are.
That's what I was saying.
Area 51.
Keep people there.
No. SEAL Team 6 was like the first SEAL team.
Right.
Oh.
Because you don't know how many teams they have. Because
maybe there's five other ones that there are.
Yeah,
don't they tell you to do that when you order your first checkbook? Don't go with 0001.
Because people, you just go, start with 1,001.
Yeah. Exactly. So I can see the logic.
We did that with our car show. We would start at 100 for the registration.
Oh, so then it was like, oh man, there's
500 trucks here.
Holy moly.
Which we would get that many, but still, looked nicer.
It's a little bait and switch action. Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this wild and crazy show.
Hopefully, you're able to follow along with it.
Yes.
There are editors too, so hopefully they did a really good job. It's on them.
Yeah. You're gonna have the bouncing ball.
We don't have to do anything from here. We're done.
Yeah. I know. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in. Follow, like, subscribe, all of that. I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
Until next time.
This was High Octane Hustle.
The podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.